Sing for Hope, promoting arts in the schools. They're donated to public schools after their time outside. Warren Levinson, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is, of course, on assignment today. It's Tuesday, 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, one of our phone numbers. That's the one. It just keeps rolling over into other lines that we have here. And we are sending out all of our messages via KCNR1460.com. And a special shout-out to Lori and Rick, who are in Spain and listening to us. And they have sent us back little messages that they're listening. So, buenos noches. Or do they say that?
The in reach Spain? Of the Internet.
The reach of the Internet. Anyway, good morning. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 6th of June. And I'm here with Bad Bob, who is just he's frothing at the mouth to tell us what the weather is.
June 6th. And they remember.
D-Day. Yeah. It's D-Day today. Yeah. Today, on 1944.
Was it 45? Have to look that up.
Oh, my gosh. Look it up. How can we forget that? My dad was...
It was 45.
45. Mm-hmm. My dad was on a transport getting into boats. In fact, at this point...
It was 44 because... It's 44 because...
It was 44. So dad was getting into boats along with the rest of his platoon, his heavy weapons platoon, and heading for the shore. And it was not a pretty sight at the end of it.
No, you see the opening scenes to Saving Private Ryan. And
very, very, yeah.
Yeah, it was yeah. not a fun place.
A lot
place.
Of tunnel vision there. You don't hear anything. Yep.
Well, weather-wise, we get a little bit of everything over the next few days. Today's high, typical for the time of year, sunny with a high of 96 degrees. Tomorrow, that starts to change, though, as the temperature drops down into the 80s. And by Thursday, we are down in the 60s with rain, if you can believe that.
Okay, so I've got the I mixed up my shirts. I have my long-sleeve shirt on today, even though it's kind of like a fishing shirt. But it's a little bit heavier. I've got this mixed up. This should have been Thursday. I should have been wearing my very light cotton shirt today.
And this isn't going to be just a minor rain. We're looking for accumulated totals of nearly an inch.
Oh, my gosh.
On Thursday, Wednesday night and Thursday.
Which means the lake will go up from 8 feet to where it is, maybe to maybe it'll go to 6 feet.
Well, I expect if you like to play on the river in your drift boat or in the case of some unwise people go swimming, be aware because the releases will increase accordingly.
Yeah.
And that's when very bad things happen. Right now in Reading, temperatures about 64 degrees and rising. Of course, no rain in sight for at least the next 24 hours. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. They tried to build in Redding and it didn't work out, so they just went down to Anderson and opened up in a week. Chuck and Judy Kinney, very, very, very nice people down there. Hire veterans, have won awards for hiring veterans down at Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, I have some very sad news this morning, buddy.
Sad news.
Very sad news. Classic Cafe. Millie and Kathy are retiring and closing down this week.
It is a well-deserved retirement.
Oh, you know, last year they were going through a whole bunch. And let me just say is that Vince Stevenson stepped up along with CVAC and a bunch of other people and held a fundraiser for them. And we went to that and made enough money to get that new stove and get the new ice maker, you know, get the things up to code. And but you know what? And they so much appreciate it. They're such nice people. You know what? Millie and Kathy, it's like going, you know, they said it. Debbie Johnson said, it's like going home and having breakfast or lunch at mom's table.
Yeah.
You come in, you get a hug. The walls are just covered with memorabilia of all the men and women who have served our country, our nation,
that they
are on their walls,
that
they could fit in there. I mean, it's everything. And I feel remiss now for not bringing a little photo in or something from boot camp and stick it on there.
But I have known the ladies since my time at KPAC 30 years ago.
Wow. You know what? They are such great, great, great people.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so sorry. You know, we're going to miss them, but I'm so happy for them, too. 76, 73, it's time to retire.
Yeah.
That's not an easy job. They get up at 3 o'clock every morning to come in there and do this. And frankly, well, today I'm going down there. Bob and I are going down there right after this. He'd run some commercials here.
The fact that most restaurants go toes up in the first 3 years, they have endured. They have endured hardship. And amidst that all, they have given so much to the veterans.
They provide food. I mean, it's just, it's you know what? We're going to miss them.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go for chip beef?
Yeah.
I mean, they make the best chip beef. I'm not going back into Marines. Of course, first of all, the Marines make it with hamburger.
Yeah.
The Navy makes it with chip, you know, with dried beef.
Yeah. That's a tradition. It is a dwindling number of non-corporate restaurants that we have left.
Well, we know you got.
They are fading.
You got Sweeties and you got Corbett's restaurant, which are great.
Yeah.
Corbett's is great. But, you know, Classic Cafe, man.
Yeah, in a world full of corporate rubber stamp and rubber food places, they stand out. And so support your local restaurants.
Yeah, well, people have. You know, they've come through for, you know, and you know what? Their new landlord, you know, he's getting ready to, he wants to make changes. He's raising, you know, prices for everything. So this will make him happy. He's raising rents, so he'll have another place.
Oh, good.
There.
More empty storefronts.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guy's going to redo everything in there. He's already started redoing stuff. So, you know, hopefully that'll be a vibrant.
Have you looked around this town? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be cynical.
We are. You're being cynical now.
Yeah.
They're not. No, look down. When you look downtown right here, there's no empty storefronts. Maxwell's is expanding.
Well, they're rebuilding.
Look at this. Maxwell's is expanding into another one of the big areas down here, Chevron Square. Well, look around here. I mean, there are some. That's true. But I'm looking at other things.
Walk through the promenade that got to me.
Well, okay, the promenade. All right. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. We are filled up. We're coming in with the seniors in retirement. Then we've got the K-9. You know, military, you know, service dogs, you know, for those who've come back and served and have a service dog. But after on 8 o'clock today, we're having the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. So if you have any questions you've ever wanted to ask about PETA, is it true that they kill more animals in their shelters than any other shelter ever? You know, is it true that they have, declared war on fur? If you wear fur, that you are a murderer. You know, all these. Plus, what are the other things they do that are very...
they want to shut down all rodeos?
We'll talk about that.
I have had that said to me.
We'll talk about that. Now, good news as we're walking out, as we're leaving right now before we go on our break, imams in London have refused to bury the terrorist. They say that, you know, they are not living up to Muhammad's, you know, teachings. They want, if you kill innocent people, we're not going to bury you. You just stay out there. I think, you know what, that's a pretty huge statement right there, buddy. You know, maybe that's a step there. The other question is, does terrorism work? Got a lot of things to talk about today. We'll be right back.
Lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003, and now Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
Reading Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage, on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Reading talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street. You're not going to find a better place to work out anywhere in this town than the sports club. And it is a sports club because, one, it has Bohem Spa there. So you can actually do your spinning and yoga and then go in and get a facial, which some of us need more than others, I might say. Anyway, you also have a saltwater indoor pool. You've got the ability then to do workouts in the pool, which takes the pressure off ligaments and tendons. But every type of machine you can imagine. Bob has named his reclining bicycle Sophia.
Stella.
Yeah, and so he says, hey, I'm going to go see
Stella.
I'm going
to get back to Stella.
Yeah, you better get that.
I hurt my back Memorial Day weekend, and I've been taking it easy. I've got to get back on that thing.
You know what? The only time I've ever seen Brenda.
And we have chapters up north here in Red Bluff, Redding, Mount Shasta. And our particular chapter has about 165 members right now. And Paul will tell you a little bit about our activities. But We get together once a month, usually the third Wednesday of the month at the Elks Lodge, have a nice lunch, catered lunch, and have a great speaker. And then the other activities take place. And I'll let Paul talk about all the other things we do.
Well, we have a 18-hole golf group. And when we go out, we play all over Northern California. And we have probably 70 to 75 guys that go out and play golf. And we pretty much take over the golf courses when we go. We also have a 9-hole golf group.
Yours isn't the group that plays nude, is it?
It's not a pretty sight if it was.
Thank you for that.
Okay. Thanks for that visual. Okay, yeah, Bob. Okay, so you...
Old guys aren't pretty nude. Our average age, actually, is 77.6.
You know, Bob, so, you and I could go there and they could call us the kids.
Yeah. Well, truthfully, they call me the kid. And I am an old guy.
Okay, so sons in retirement. And what you have, too, is that the wives are almost like forcing you guys to join this. Is that right? So they can get away from you for a day once a month?
That's it.
I know Dick's wife did.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have golf. And what other kind of things you all do out there?
Well, we also have a 9-hole golf group. And those are the really old guys. Some of the guys that play are in their 90s. But the 9-hole group is not aggressive. We have lunch afterwards. Then we have all kinds of activities going on. You can get involved in as much as you want or as little as you want. For instance, yesterday we went out to Benton Airport. And when we were out, we had lunch, and it's called the Lunch Bunch. And we went out there, had lunch up above in the restaurant, and talked to them out there. They put movies on, and we're going to take over, and we're probably going to have 50 or 60 people go out there in September. We're going to wait for the weather to cool down.
At Benton Airport.
Benton Airport. At the restaurant up there, and I'll tell you, if you've never been there, it's the best hamburger you've ever eaten, and I need to eat because I got to fill up this stomach of mine. But we're going to go out there, and they have a lot of stuff going on out there, but we're going to have a night out there, and we're going to go and watch the movie. We get to pick out the movie, and we're talking Top Gun. The wives may not like that, but the wives.
This is called sons in retirement, not daughters in retirement. So if they don't like it, tell them to take a hike.
They won't do that because they want us to take a hike and get out of there. Anyway, we're going down. We're going down this Thursday to Beale Air Force Base, and. We're going to look at the Global Hawk drone that one of the guys that lives here in town is in charge of.
Guy here in town is in charge of the Global Hawk?
Yep. Yeah.
John Schuler.
John Schuler.
Really?
Yeah.
And he, in fact, he's offered one to the city.
What, a Global Hawk?
Yeah. The drone to fly up and keep an eye on us, but... I don't know if they're going to accept it or not.
Oh, that's going to go over big. Oh, is it going to be armed?
No, armament.
One of the places where the ACLU and the conspiracy people just really get along.
They just, you know what? They link arms on that one.
Well,
you're also going to take a look at the U-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that U-2 is still flying, but it is.
It does touch and goes in Chico.
Don't they have the Habu up there, or the SR-70? SR-70.
Yes, SR-71 is, there's only a couple left, and NASA has them both, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've seen those take off when I was in Okinawa. Oh, they take off, and then they turn up, and they go straight up, and all you're seeing is that, you know, they're afterburners. They get up to like 30,000 feet, and they refuel, because the way they're built is that they leak. They leak fuel because everything... is loose on the ground because once it gets up to altitude, it tightens up, and so they have to refuel it. Really, it's really kind of cool.
Yeah, I heard the talk that the sled driver, I forget his name, gave a couple of years ago. Fascinating business.
Oh, yeah, you know, that they can fly across the country. It's just, I mean, they're there.
So, anyway, at our we have a picnic coming up on the 21st. And at the picnic, we're going to have the canine unit from the police department come and put on a demonstration for us. And we're also going to have a disc of the Global Hawk shows. It's one that was actually made up for the generals to look at to see what it is.
Okay. Now, you don't do fundraisers. You don't do politics. You don't do religious. You don't do anything. You don't sell anything. This is just for a bunch of guys to get together and just, you know, go out to meetings, go out and see these kind of things, play golf, fish, and have a good time. This picnic is not a fundraiser or anything, so but it costs probably, doesn't it?
$10 a head.
$10
hamburgers
a head.
And hot dogs. And
hamburgers
eggs.
And hot dogs. You buy your own drinks, or are they provided too?
The drinks are provided, but not alcohol.
Not alcohol. And this is going to be at the Elks.
At the Elks.
Elks Lodge. And they're going to be, it's going to be Wednesday, June 21st. And this might be a good way for a lot of guys. Maybe they're not, you know, just retired or... I mean, how would you have to be to get into this?
You just have to be retired or even semi-retired. Some of the guys work a couple of days a week or something.
Okay.
I moved to town here in 2000, and I joined CSRS in 2002. And I can tell you, most of my friends are guys that I've met through CSRS.
Well, Linda and I went down there. You asked us to speak one time, and Linda was like the only woman there. And she loved it, but and it is. It's a lot of fun. The people, guys, are really fun, really, really nice guys. And you don't have an agenda. You're just going there to get together that once a month to have lunch and plan things that you want to do.
Yeah. We have computer groups and we have
wine tasting groups.
Yeah, wine tasting group is Paul had that hosted that at his house here a while back and.
We went down to Chico to Sierra Nevada and did some beer tasting and
You know, this is really a good organization, and we got, you know, people lined up here. We got to get going here. But how do you join, sir?
You can come.
Does anybody get turned down, or you just say, hey, look, I like to join. I'm retired. I'm a guy.
I don't know anybody that's ever been turned down as long as they're retired. But
there you go.
And if you can't make a meeting, you just call in because we do have a caterer. San Francisco Deli caters it.
Okay.
Cool. And they do a nice job. But if you're interested in joining, you can go to www.sir129.org. Again, that's www.sir.129.org.
Yeah,
I got an extra dot in there.
Yeah, www.sir129. If you just look up sir129.org, you're going to be fine. Or you give them a call at 224-8722.
That's
224-8722. And if you have any questions about it, you send just give us a call at the station. We'll put it back up there for you. Okay. Hey, this is a great – you know what? These guys are cool guys. And there's like – how many of you? 150 of you?
165
of you. It's down at the Elks. The
third Wednesday
the Elks,
of each
third
month.
Wednesday of every month. They're getting ready to go down to Beale and see the Global Hawk drone in the U-2 spy plane, bocce ball, wine tasting, genealogy classes, Colt 45s, local baseball games. You know, our great teams down there. They
Who
do it
sponsors
all.
That?
What?
Colt 45s.
Who sponsors that?
Yeah.
Well, we have games. We do the games, but we're just one.
I'm putting a plug in for you.
Okay. Yeah, we broadcast all the games. And but there's, you know, they've got a lot of sponsors. It's a great team. Okay. These are good guys. So if you're retired and you've just retired and you're looking for things to do or people to meet, there you go. We've just told you how to do it. Sir129.org or 224-8722. Thanks a lot, Paul Poling and Dick Fighton.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
You guys do a lot in town anyway for other things, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with our Veterans K-9 Connections.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Well, it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. 64 degrees, going up to 96 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. A watch repairman. In fact, Linda dropped off 5 watches yesterday, getting them all repaired. New batteries and all that. They'll get them back in a day, unless it's, you know, it's really a repair. And then that gent down there, he can fix anything. Rebecca and Henry, owners of Four Winds Jewelry. What a great place. The only full-service jewelry store in town, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, I'm sitting here with two gents from Veterans K-9 Connections. K-9's helping heal veterans. I'm here with Bruce Rickey and Ryan Main. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
Both of you veterans, so thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
It was an honor.
It is an honor, isn't it?
It is
an
honor.
You know, people thank you, and you know, kind of go, you know, it's an honor to serve this country.
Absolutely.
You know, it is. So, and you really, and after the places we go and you come back, you really appreciate this country.
Yes,
a lot.
You do.
You know, turn on the water and actually drink it, except in Flint, Michigan.
And you can see through it.
And you can see through it. Then it's, you know, and then it comes on and stays on. Hey, you all have this program called Veterans K-9 Connection. Can you tell us about it?
The program is designed for veterans with PTSD issues, where a canine could be of help to them as they integrate back into society after being deployed or after serving. The common thread that I found over the last 2 years is the PTSD manifests in in anxiety, many other manifestations, but anxiety is a common thread. And anxiety, if not mitigated, can lead to anger, can lead to rage, can lead to, it just goes on, it just escalates. So if anxiety can be addressed initially for the veteran, it can give them a quality of life that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise. A canine can assist in that reducing of anxiety just by petting the dog. Now, that could be considered a comfort dog. Dogs are man's best friend, and there's a reason for that. But these dogs are working dogs. They are trained to recognize what's going on, and by command, if needed, they'll come over and do. American Disabilities Act doesn't stipulate what that task is or what the response to the task is. The task is calming. It can be anything. It can be putting their head on the veteran's lap, sitting on his foot, whatever it takes to bring that anxiety spike down.
How about bringing a beer, putting it in your lap?
Well, we don't train for that, but it can be done.
It can be done. I think I've seen that before. Right. Hey, I don't mean to be poking fun. I'm not doing that. Okay, so you all are a local group here.
Yes, we're grassroots.
Grassroots right here. And that was Bruce just talking. Ryan, you brought your dog today.
Yes.
And how long have you been in the program?
This month is a year. So I found out about a year and a half ago about the program. Through a program through VA, and it was a no-brainer to get it. I have the canine already in my possession. I had it went from a pet to a service dog. I had done some research trying to get a service dog for PTSD and found out it was going to cost between $4,000 and $8,000 for a dog, and most veterans don't have that kind of disposable income. And to find out that this program can do it for $60 and a little bit of your time, it's a no-brainer. The program is just wonderful.
So your dog is just sitting down. It's just a beautiful little dog. Not little, but so what kind of training then do you do so that it helps you?
The training we do, we have a trainer, and it's all positive reinforcement. So the positive reinforcement not only helps the canine, but it also helps the veteran too, because the veteran is training with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're a veteran, you know that training is the most important thing. And so you're training with your dog. You're training not only, you know, the hour that's provided, you know, with the instructor, but you're training during the week with your dog, which reduces your anxiety.
Yeah. It does. Well, you know, they take, and we make fun of it when they take dogs to campuses. College campuses during finals week.
Mm-hmm.
So kids are coming out of these finals and they're, you know, and they have the dogs there to pet, and that kind of calms everybody down. And I've read that it, you know, petting a dog lowers your heart rate.
That's right.
Stresses, you know, any type of stresses like that. So I believe in this. Okay, so but what does your dog specifically do for you?
My dog, she senses when I'm having an anxiety attack or a panic attack, and she will either try to push me out of the situation or she will be there to comfort me. 9 times out of 10, she detects it before I actually have the panic attack or the anxiety attack. So she's on her game, and she'll get me out of the situation.
You mean like if you're someplace? I mean, do you
like Walmart, for example?
Okay, and then you start like tensing up right in there,
right?
So she notices that, and she'll kind of like start pulling you away.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now that's not a trained response, which under American Disabilities Act for a service dog to be a true service dog, they have to be trained a task. Now, a dog can sense that because of the tight bond between the veteran.
Now, dogs can sense things like that.
They sense
something's going on.
But American Disabilities Act doesn't accept that as being a service dog. So what we train the canine for through Andrew Figueroa is our trainer, and what we're aiming at is a voice command or a hand signal command to the canine in the event something is going on inside the veteran, and the dog maybe has, they're in the aisle where there's dog food and he's paying attention to the dog food. A hand signal or a voice command stops that dog from whatever its attention is on at the time and brings that dog to the veteran. And then she refocuses what her task, what she's there for. She's a mm-hmm. working dog, and that's her task. So with a trained response in a situation where she doesn't pick it up naturally, that's where the service dog certification and testing comes mm-hmm. in.
Where do you get your dogs from? You had yours already, Ryan.
Yes.
So, but where do you get your other dog?
If a veteran comes to us and does not have a dog, we have been fortunate in many ways over the last 2 years. We have got connections with the Tehama County Shelter, with the Butte County Shelter, and Shasta County Shelter if we're looking for a specific breed.
You mean Haven Humane?
Haven Humane, that's correct.
Okay. And Mark Story is a veteran.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Mark's very familiar with our program. Yeah. What we have fortunately been blessed with is breeders around the North State and Southern Oregon have learned about the program, and they're making dogs available to us from their puppy litters if we want a specific breed. For example, a breeder in Grants Pass, Oregon has golden doodles. Well, some veterans have a household situation where allergic reactions are a reality. And that's a very expensive dog. You're not going to find one in a shelter very often or in a
restaurant. I'm surprised about how much money they want for those dogs. They're just a cross. You can't get papers on them. No, I'm speaking from experience
here
because I have not. I have a I have Elk Killer, who was a cross that caught, when we bought her, it was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me? It's like, all the ammo you can shoot in a year.
Or more.
But and so they will afford you, they will give them to you at cost, I don't know what costs are.
This breeder learned about the program. There's a long story. It's a great story, but I won't go into it right now. Found out where her first donation went, and which went to a veteran, of course.
Right.
And when she experienced as a human being what that dog had meant to that veteran, her next litter, she donated a dog. And wow. I just talked to her this weekend. She's got another litter. She's going to donate yet another dog. And now these dogs are up for sale for $1,500 to $1,800.
I know. That's what I mean.
They're crazy expensive. Yeah.
Well, if somebody – can a veteran pick a dog? I guess having a dog that somebody wanted as opposed to a dog somebody just gives you that's not maybe a type of dog you want – I think that makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference. Sometimes a veteran wants a particular breed that might not be conducive to service dog training. There are some breeds that just aren't. But we evaluate each dog based on their own qualifications.
Dogs are different.
Yeah. We have dogs from both the Tehama County Shelter and the Butte County Shelter that have gone through the training program, one currently. Great dogs come out of the shelter. Don't get me wrong. There are some outstanding dogs there. So we go through a vetting process to see if the dog is capable of training to the service dog level. And then once we make that decision, we've got the vet. So we've got the canine lined up. This veteran is over here, and we tell him, hey, we've got this gender, this breed, where it's time now that you meet this dog. So we do what we call a meet and greet. And we look for particular signs of that dog having some connection with that veteran on the first meeting. And if we see that connection, there are certain things that we look for. If we see that connection, we have experience that makes the bond. And that's what's important in the training. It's the bonding between the individual and the veteran that makes this all work.
We got to take a quick break here, and I was just going to run this for one segment, but I think we need to run it for another segment because I want to talk more about this. I want to talk about how people can get into this.
Okay.
I want to talk about the types of dogs because what kind of dog is this, Ron?
She's an English Shepherd.
An England Shepherd?
English.
English. I mean, is she purebred?
Yes.
Oh. She's pretty.
Thank you.
So, but I want to talk about, you've already talked about where you get your dogs, but I want to talk about the different varieties of dogs.
Okay.
And I want to talk about how veterans can get into the program and how veterans can best use this and how they qualify. Not just because it just, hey, I'd like to have you give me a dog. You know, I'm sure there's more than that. The qualifications for it. And we need to talk about that. Hey, this portion of the show was brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You're not going to find a better company. It's a better known company. Martin and his family and Pam, his wife, works with them. That's going to work on your HVAC systems. I can tell you that I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. And I rarely do that for companies. But Alliance Heating and Air will treat you like family. And, you know, voted best in the North State, and there's lots of reasons for that. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Really, really super people over there. We'll be right back with K9. Let me make sure I got this right. Veterans K9 Connection, Bruce Rickey and Ryan Main. We'll be right back.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Opulent Studios of KCNR 1460. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 here on D-Day, 6th of June. You know what? We just kind of like didn't make a big thing out of that. We should have. You know, D-Day.
Yeah.
It's today. My daddy landed on D-Day. We went back and saw Normandy Beach when we were over there. And it's when you take a look at it and you see how long and wide this is. And then I saw a photo where they put sand, where they just put like sand images. You know, they put outlines of the dead that were there that day. You've probably seen that one before. I mean, it is just wow. And then the cemetery and all that. As my dad said, Dad, you want to go back to Europe? He said, yeah, I already had a walking tour of, of Europe. Yeah, we walked from France through into Germany. So anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome back here. We're here with Bruce Rickey and Ryan Main of Veterans Canine Connections. And it's a local group here that puts veterans together, veterans that need a service dog, and puts them together with the service dogs. If they already have a dog, they provide the training. And if they don't have a dog, they try to match them up. They get their dogs from shelters or people that have donated dogs via from breeders that way. The one thing he said was we were talking about this Labradoodle, the Golden Lab, and the Standard Poodle was one of the smartest dogs. You've had two of them, and they just seem to be outstanding and exceptional.
They're exceptional dogs.
So almost any kind of dog could be used for this. Is that right? Well, no, I guess that's not true. But.
Well, we don't focus on any particular dog. What we focus on is how good the match is, and some dogs right. will indicate whether they have capabilities of becoming trained for a service dog level.
Right.
You know, some dogs just aren't.
Okay.
Breeds that are most requested by a veteran that does not have a dog. Sometimes it's because what they're familiar with, having served in country, is the German Shepherd.
Right.
As they work with them. A lot of the platoons had shepherds that worked with that platoon. So they come home and they know the dog, they understand how that dog thinks, and that's what they ask for. And a German Shepherd makes an outstanding dog as well. However, any breed is – it's not breed specific for service dog work.
It just has to be – it has to have the temperament. Because they're calming down somebody that could be very excitable. You don't need an excitable dog.
No, that'd be counterproductive, right? Yeah.
So how did people get into this program?
Well,
Ryan. Ryan, how did you get into this?
I found out about it through a program through Veterans Affairs. And
Veterans Affairs from
Reading.
Reading, okay.
Reading. Yes, that was
the Veteran Service Officer, or
it was actually a nurse. Practitioner that comes and does evaluations for caregiver program.
Okay.
And they had literature on it and had Bruce's card. And I had been looking for a service dog. Like I said, I had done the research on it and know the cost of a service dog. And I gave him a phone call, and it was probably the best phone call I ever made, because it was about 2 months later, and Chloe and I were in the program, and we were training.
So, great. Okay, so how do other people get into this? How do other veterans get into this?
Well, the point of contact is the one that's on the card there, which happens to be my home, which is turning into an office lately. It's the 529-4433 number. So the initial contact is made by the veteran requesting information. I do a short telephone interview questionnaire. And then as soon as we can get a veteran to sit in on one of the trainings and observe what we do, then we do a face-to-face contact. So there are steps that we found that work real good. We've got it pretty fine-tuned right now. And once that is established, if a veteran is wanting us to look for a dog, sometimes that can take a while.
Sure.
While we're looking, rather than having the veteran sit at home, not being taken part in the program, and that's what's causing that problem. So, no, we're not cutting any corners here. We train to the American Disabilities Act and anxiety calming, and then test to Assistance Dogs International.
Can a company or a business keep you out, keep a dog out, if it's a service dog?
No. Well, the answer to that is any dog in a public setting that is not behaving correctly, service dog or not, can be asked to leave.
Okay, so if because there was just something I just saw on Facebook yesterday, somebody had driven 4 hours to go to a certain kind of massage place, a disabled veteran. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Anyway, but they wouldn't let her bring her dog in. It's back on the East Coast. They wouldn't let her bring her dog in, and so my question was, first of all, why'd you drive 4 hours to go to this place? And there's like one, you know, 10, 15 minutes from you. But okay, I didn't ask that. What I did say was, are there health reasons? Like, you know, are there like health codes that would trump service dog codes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, like if you go to a spa, I mean, are you going to a spa? You're going to go into a steam room. Does a dog come in the steam room with you?
Well, I think it'd be unhealthy for the dog.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, and so if the dog can't come in, does the dog just sit outside while other people are walking by? I mean, that's what I think of. You know, I mean, you would never take your dog in a steam room or places like that. But there are stupid people out there. Okay,
unfortunately.
And so that's why I asked. So that's why I'm asking you. Are there? If you've got a certified service dog and you have a card, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's what people don't realize. That if you've got a certified service dog, a dog that's been through the training, you get a card that says that or something like that.
We issue a certificate from our program to the veteran.
Uh-huh.
It isn't something that they need to carry with them because it's against the AD. It's against Department of Justice rules to ask anyone to provide
proof that it's a service dog.
That's a problem. That's why you see pets walking through stores and
grocery stores.
Undisciplined dogs.
Yes. You know, they're in the carts that you put your food in and stuff like that.
That's why that problem exists. And
I see dogs like this. I have no problem with them at all because obviously they are trained. And also, okay, one more time, how do we get a hold of you? And first of all, thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing for veterans.
It's a blessing to do this.
I mean, you do something else besides this? Or you do any other things? Or is this
As a retired person, I try to keep balance, and sometimes it's hard because I'm retired. When I retired out of aviation, this was starting to roll out in my head, and then it was on paper,
this is your baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
The concept started. And I didn't know that there were programs in the nation this way that do these kind of things.
Yeah.
So I wound up making a wheel that was already out there.
That's okay. You've got it, but it's local.
It's local.
Bruce Rickey, thank you so much for what you do. Thanks a lot. I mean that.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for coming in here and sharing with us. And one more time, to be able to get a hold of you, you can call 529-4433. Or can you go? You've got a Facebook Veterans Canine Connection, NorCal.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of information there gives an overview of what we do before we make that phone call.
If you send us a graphic of your card or your site, we'll stick it up on our site and put a link to it.
I can do that.
A lot of veterans look at it. Okay. All right. Hey, thank you again so much for what you do.
Thank you, Matt.
And thank you for your service. Jumps.
Thank you.
Gosh, good grip there. Almost pulled me off. Almost needed a service dog to lick my face. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have People for Ethical Treatment of Animals are going to be with us. We're going to talk about what their goals are with PETA, but also we'll probably talk about a few other things that have come up since, you know, with PETA and maybe they also have a fringe out there that perhaps causes more problems than it's worth for PETA. But what does PETA stand for? We'll find out when we come right back after the news.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. When the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, it's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Paris police say a security operation is underway near Notre Dame Cathedral, and they're urging passersby to stay away from the area now. The police department tweeted about the operation this afternoon, but did not provide any details. We're getting word that maybe one police officer was attacked by a man with a hammer. Few other details available at this time. Flights out of Qatar to Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Bahrain have been canceled as a major diplomatic dispute continues to escalate.
Here at Qatar's main airport, Doha International, the early evidence of the blockade is very clear to see. The departures board covered in red cancelled signs alongside a host of flights by Gulf operators to neighbouring Gulf states who are putting pressure on Qatar. And as well as that, there are cancellations to Egypt, one of the countries that's applying this new pressure on Qatar, and its emir accusing Qatar of actively supporting Islamist extremism, of supporting jihadis, and of being far too close to Iran. Claims that Qatar strenuously denies.
This is BBC's James Robbins. President Trump has announced a plan to privatize the country's air traffic control system.
The president says it's time to separate air traffic control operations from the Federal Aviation Administration.
Our plan will get you where you need to go more quickly, more reliably, more affordably.
The plan calls for placing air traffic operations under an independent, non-governmental organization.
This new entity will not need taxpayer money.
It's a move welcomed by U.S. airlines. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump back on Twitter this morning, making no apologies. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president uses Twitter effectively.
It gives him a communications tool, again, that isn't filtered through media bias. But at the same time, I do think that the media obsesses over every period dot.
More from townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
The upcoming special election in Georgia's 6th Congressional District is receiving plenty of national attention. David Rucker is a senior political writer for the Washington Examiner.
It has become such a symbol for Democrats of everything they hope to do next year and a repository for all of their unhappiness, to say the least, with this president.
Rucker was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The race features Democrat John Ossoff versus Republican Karen Handel in a bid to replace Republican Tom Price, who is now President Trump's health secretary. Leading U.S. CEOs remain supportive of some of President Trump's key policies, despite his sometimes still hazy plan for exactly how his tax cuts may affect their bottom line. The Business Roundtable, which is a trade association for CEOs, says the executive's economic outlook has reached its highest level on that scale in 3 years. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. General Motors shareholders have overwhelmingly turned down an activist shareholders plan to split the company's stock into two classes. Only about 9% of the stockholders voted for the plan from David Einhorn's Greenlight Capital Hedge Fund in a preliminary vote count. Flights out of Qatar to Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Bahrain have all been canceled as part of a major diplomatic dispute that continues to escalate. It also follows President Trump's recent trip there, in which he demanded that the countries in the region do more to weed out terrorists from their midst. And that's what some of the countries in the region are accusing Qatar of supporting. A Chinese tire manufacturer plans to invest $1 billion in a South Carolina plant, further boosting the state's status as America's tire producing capital. Wan Lee Tire Corporation plans to build a plant in Orangeburg County, employing at least 400 people. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading, right down here on Market Street. Yeah, downtown Reading, right here. It is going to be a warm day, and Bob's going to talk about that. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We are channeling ourselves all over the world via KCNR1460.com. We have people in Spain that have listened to us and been commenting on the show as well. Luckily, they're friends when they're out there. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on D-Day, June 6th. And, you know, it's funny that it's just kind of like it's been so long. It's been so long since D-Day.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Amazing.
I mean,
the greatest generation.
Greatest generation there. And what's the weather look like for
the next couple
of days?
Well, today is Hawaiian shirts and shorts and flip-flops in Reading. And by Thursday, we're in flannels again because the weather's going to turn. We're going to see a high in the mid-90s today under plentiful sunny skies. Clouds start moving in tonight, though. And by Wednesday night, we will have occasional rain. Rainfall total around half an inch. Thursday will be, get this, steady rain and a high near 65. So a dramatic change in our weather.
Wow. Can't make up its mind this year.
Through Friday. Right. It's while the rest of the country kind of really sweats, we're just having a pretty cool, pretty nice spring. Shasta Lake remains 8 feet from the top of the dam. And if you are taking advantage of the river for recreation, look for increased releases. Because they've only got that 8 feet of headroom up there on the lake, and there will be increasing releases down because there'll be runoff as well. So use a little caution if you hang out down by the river. Currently in Reading, we are at 70 degrees and rising. No rain anywhere in the vicinity. Sunset tonight, 8:39 p.m., and this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned company, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the Reading Rodeo was in town, and there was people from the PETA, the people, okay, Ethical Treatment of Animals. Give me a help with a P here, buddy.
People, ethical treatment of animals.
Gosh, you know, I've been saying that so many times in the last few days because we're talking, got a guest here from there. But they were out there in front of the rodeo. Protesting about rodeos.
As they have for decades.
And they had shade out there because it was pretty hot out there. But with us, we have Lindsay Datko, who has been with us, has been a spokesperson for the PETA Foundation since 2005. At least since 2005, she spearheaded hundreds of PETA's highest profile actions around the world and now works directly with PETA's members and supporters. And she does this to promote animal rights. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, you know, y'all get bad press a lot of times. And there's so much about PETA maybe people don't understand. And so I thank you so much for being with us.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk about animals. I think it's important.
Can you tell us about PETA? How did it start?
So PETA began in our president and founder's basement back in 1980. But we're now the largest animal rights organization in the world. And PETA has more than 6.5 million members and supporters. So we've really expanded beyond one person's private home there. And PETA focuses its attention on kind of the four main areas where we see the largest numbers of animals suffering the most. So that would be on factory farms, in laboratories, in the clothing trade, and also in the entertainment industry. But, of course, we also do work on important things like promoting the adoption of animals from shelters and spay and neuter and all that good stuff as well.
The when you say that, what is the final goal here? When you say, you know, factory farms, clothing, entertainment, and laboratories, is the goal is to what? Especially in the factory farms. What's your goal there?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I would say that the very heart of all everything that PETA does is the idea that all beings, human and non-human alike, should be free from harm. You know, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. All of them deserve our attention, and cruelty to animals is one of those. And so we encourage people to try to stop animal abuse whenever and wherever they can. So a lot of what we do is just trying to arm people with the information that they need to make kind choices. So in the case of factory farming, for instance, you know, that might be conducting an undercover investigation and sharing that with people so that they can see, you know, is that something I want to pay to support? Or, you know, maybe I want to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch or a veggie burger instead of that hamburger that I've been getting before. Because it's up to all of us in our daily choices, and everything that we do can have a huge impact to help or to harm animals, whether it's, you know, stopping to help the animal who's been hit by a car on the side of the road, or, you know, choosing that faux fur coat instead of the real fur coat at the store.
Uh-huh. Are you a vegetarian or a vegan?
I am, yeah. I certainly didn't grow up that way, though. I'm from Michigan, and it's kind of an alien concept in the little town that I went to high school in, but yep.
So that just came after you left the little town you were in then. So you walk the walk then. I mean, you're just not talking the talk, you're walking the walk then.
Yeah, you know, I really believe in PETA's work and PETA's mission, and I've always had an affinity for animals, you know, with the dogs and we had growing up. I decided to go vegetarian when I was a teenager, I think just because I was able to cook for myself, finally, you know. I wasn't depending on mom and dad. And I just thought, gosh, you know, I love animals, and it seems, you know, like I don't want the point of their entire life to be my sandwich. For me, it's just the sandwich. For them, it's their entire life. It was just that simple. I had never seen an undercover video. I don't want to date myself, but you know, there wasn't Facebook and all these other things that there are now.
You can date yourself with Facebook because it's only been around for, what, 10 years?
So you could be, I guess I did there. Okay.
You could be 20. You could be 20 right now and never, you know, when you were growing up, didn't see Facebook.
But, yeah, so for me it was just that simple. And so I went vegetarian first. And then later I started reading books, and I read Animal Liberation by Peter Singer, and I read a book just called Vegan by Eric Marcus, just because I kind of wondered what it was and, like, why someone would do that. and then I decided to go vegan, which I did gradually because I didn't want to goof
vegan,
it up and fail.
Now, vegan means that it's not eggs or anything, right? It's just purely plant life. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. No eggs, nothing that comes from an animal, basically. No dairy. I stopped buying leather and wearing it, wool, down, things like that. A lot of things that I'd never really kind of thought about, and I started realizing I had a lot of the stuff in my closet or in my, you know, refrigerator at home. So it did kind of require an inventory and starting to read labels and really looking at the stuff that I was purchased that I hadn't really thought about before. But it was easier than I thought. I was kind of intimidated by the process, I admit. And on our website, PETA.org, we have a lot of great guides to help people who are interested in checking it out. Mm-hmm. And we have a 30-day pledge people can take online. And if you sign up for that, you get all kinds of wonderful, encouraging emails with recipes and tips and words of encouragement. So trying to make that easy for folks.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Lindsay Datko, who is a spokesperson for PETA, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. And we've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street, right downtown Reading here. You can't find a better place to buy things for your loved ones, your ladies, than there, from Brighton bags and jewelry to Miss Me jeans and everything in between, from head to toe, from inside out. I guess from the skin out, you can shop at Dandelion Boutique. Plus the fact the girls are really nice in there. Dandelion Boutique, open Monday through Saturday, 1322 Pine Street. We'll be right back after these messages.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss altogether wrong, no intention.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock out here. 70 degrees going up to 96 today. Going to be a little warm for a couple days and then start raining. Get down to 60s on Thursday. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Any type of firearm that you're interested in and all the accessories that you can want. Great customer service. All at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors, or discount for veterans, excuse me. And you're not going to find a better place, like I said, for customer support. They welcome everybody. And you're, when they talk to you, it's not like they've got all the information, you don't have any. It's a good place, Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Our guest is Lindsay Dadko, who is the spokesperson for the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. And we talked about her because, you know, you kind of wonder about people that are in it and especially that have joined PETA and have grown in their organization. So when did you get into PETA then, Lindsay?
You know, I first came on board with PETA in 2005, and that was after I had sent away for some pamphlets to pass out from PETA in a volunteer capacity. And I was working for another nonprofit, and I actually met someone at the time I was living in Washington, D.C., who worked for PETA. And I thought, wow, that sounds so rewarding. You know, you wake up every day, you must feel like you're making a difference. How great. And he said, well, why don't you apply? And I thought, me? You know, gosh, what do I know? But, you know, I took that kind of plunge and I applied, and 12 years has just flown by, and it has been very, very rewarding. And I will say, I'll make a plug here, we're always hiring. We have a wonderful, robust internship program, volunteer program, too, and we have all that stuff on our website, PETA.org. We even have people working remotely, too, so you don't necessarily have to relocate.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. You know what? When I was talking to you, all of a sudden a virus hit my computer.
Oh.
I'm not sure it's tied into you or just one of those random ones that ran by here. But I'm afraid to restore the pages because I may get it all back again.
If I may interject very briefly off topic, sure. If you get one of these pop-up things, boys and girls, reach for your power switch and power down the computer. Don't try to click your way off the page because that will launch. It will interpret that as an okay to launch the software. So just shut your computer down and restart. End of message.
Okay. So I'm coming back to the getting back online here. Okay. You know, Lindsay, a lot of people think that PETA is a very radical organization because of things that have happened. You know, such as, you know, some of the ad campaigns, some of the support that PETA has shown for, group is under, classified as a terrorist organization by the government. What do you say when people bring that up?
Yeah, I think, you know, being as well known as PETA is can be sort of a double-edged sword. You know, sometimes things are attributed to PETA that we really have nothing to do with, frankly, but we're kind of the go-to group that people may be familiar with, so they kind of think it's us. But, you know, PETA is a 501c3. We're a charity, and we choose to operate within the law. You know, that's what we do. But I think, you know, there is an element of PETA's beliefs, too, that it can come across as radical to people. You know, I think that there's a conventional societal view that, you know, non-human animals are here for us to use. They are put here for us to use. Whereas PETA and supporters of animal rights have a belief that animals have an inherent worth, right? So a value that is separate from their usefulness to humans. And we believe that they're entitled to equal consideration. So, you know, it's not the same as saying they're entitled to equal treatment. Obviously, you know, a driver's license wouldn't be useful for a dog, or a right to vote for a pig would not be especially useful. But whenever we consider doing something that would interfere with animals' needs, you know, we're morally obligated to take those needs into account. And we think that every creature with a will to live has a right to live free from pain and suffering. But, you know, to me, to put that all simply, it's just really a common sense principle of extending the golden rule to animals.
Well,
you know, do unto others.
I understand that. But
yeah.
But euthanasia and some of the, is that considered a way of handling excess animals?
Oh, euthanasia is such a hard thing, and it's something that none of us want to do. I think even when we have our own dogs and cats at home and we know it's the time, it's still a difficult decision to make. And PETA really, you know, in terms of euthanasia, we don't have like a regular shelter of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people imagine that we do. But we have a shelter of last resort that will never turn animals away. So PETA will take in animals who have been chained up their whole lives outside like an old bicycle. I've actually been out with our field workers in impoverished parts of Virginia and North Carolina and seen just that. It's heartbreaking. Animals who have been abused, neglected, We often have people come to PETA because their animals are dying and they can't afford to pay the fee, or they don't have a vet where they live to have their animals put down humanely. But, you know, we'll never turn those people away. You know, we want to do what's best for that animal. But, yeah, we actually, PETA will turn away animals who are adoptable so that they can go to those big family shelters that we're all used to seeing, and kind of takes in the unadoptable ones who need a merciful release or need a whole lot of TLC before they can be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we've adopted hundreds of animals out over the years, you know, despite the fact that we don't run a big conventional shelter like people are used to seeing.
PETA has made comments that they, well, we're going to talk about laboratories now, that I saw somebody who's written in here, despite PETA saying it would not support a cure for AIDS if it involved animals. Is that true?
PETA does oppose animal testing across the board, and we always have. And, you know, the thing is that when you take a healthy animal or a healthy being from a totally different species and you artificially induce a condition, you keep that animal in an unnatural or stress condition, like in a laboratory, and then you try to apply those results to diseases that occur naturally in human beings, it's a really risky thing. And when you look at things like, you know, lung cancer, everything we know about it, we learned from clinical and epidemiological studies and looking at people who already have the disease and populations of people who smoke. But you know, there was a time when, you know, we're forcing dogs to inhale smoke. Some of the tobacco industry still do, to try to prove that smoking doesn't cause cancer, when we know from looking at human beings that it does.
But there have been times when animal research has caused or has really furthered the cause of science and health.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly, you know, there have been some things that, you know, some findings have come about from, you know, animal research, but they always have to go through human clinical trials, and that's for a reason. It's because you can't really rely on those, you know, results that you have from animal tests. But thankfully, there are a lot of alternatives to animal research, computer and mathematical models, human tissues and cell cultures, the clinical and epidemiological studies that I mentioned before. And, you know, I think most importantly, prevention, because if you look at the three biggest killers in the U.S., they're heart disease, cancer, and stroke. And many forms of those diseases are preventable, we know, through, you know, lifestyle changes like getting more exercise, eating well, and, you know, avoiding smoking.
What about insulin? Isn't, you know, insulin's derived from animals. Is that something, is that okay?
You know, we would never advise anyone to, you know, not take their medication that they need to survive. You know, and for some things, you know, there just are not alternatives yet, and that's something that needs to be worked on. And we have, we actually have a whole branch, or there's a whole group called the PETA International Science Consortium. And these are scientists on multiple different continents who are working to get non-animal testing methods, you know, validated and accepted by governments around the world so that we can keep moving forward and moving away from animal-derived and animal-generated, you know, products, whether that's an anti-venom or maybe it's the way that we're testing, you know, the toxicity of something that, you know, needs to go on the market.
Yeah, I just want to make be sure about this, though. So you're saying, though, is that PETA is not saying that you shouldn't use insulin, or and anti-venom is really a good example, too, that's derived from animals in captivity, if it's going to keep you alive. Then that's okay, then.
You know, I don't think, you know, I wouldn't want to say that the practice is okay. You know, we're not okay with that, but, you know, and we encourage people to choose alternatives where they exist. So cosmetics are a perfect example. You know, there are cosmetics companies in the U.S. that test on animals. there isn't a legal requirement.
Yeah, well, I understand about cosmetics. You know, I mean, I understand that. But I look at things like your vice president, Ms. Wheatland, I think. She has.
No, she's not at PETA any longer.
Oh, she's no longer? Okay. But
no, she
used. Okay, well, but she used insulin, and I just would hate to think that Peter's saying is that, hey, anti-venom, you know, insulin, things that are derived from animals because there is no other way is not something that people shouldn't take advantage of. And I understand about going on and trying to find other things.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing. It's every drug on the market in the United States has been tested on animals because that's the law. And we can't, you know, no one can help animals or be a voice for animals if they're dead.
That's true.
You know, that's not an effective boycott campaign. What we're working on when it comes to that is less a consumer boycott campaign, which, you know, wouldn't make sense, and versus we're trying to change the industry.
Besides just having to have a massive die-in. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, that's not something we want to promote, for sure.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm here with that is kind of funny, though. Hey, we're just going to stop taking our insulin, and we're going to show you guys. All right.
Yeah, right?
Lindsay Dadko, spokesperson for PETA. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages with Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer is here, and you need your car running right. At NAPA, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? NAPA has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their 7 stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. NAPA know-how, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
June 15th to the 24th with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheaters.org.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money. And it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Ooh.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 right here in Redding, California. 605-4567 is the phone number, and our temperature is like 71 going up to 96 today with weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business, best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. I would say it's just right up the street from Classic Cafe. And it is for till Friday, and then Classic Cafe shuts down. Millie and Kathy, what is that, like almost 40 years there? They figured it was time to retire, 76, 73. One of the finest, you know, two of the finest ladies you're ever going to meet. So Bad Bob and I are heading down after the show down there to go have breakfast and say hello and goodbye. All right. Hey, our guest is Lindsay Dadko, who is a spokesperson for People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. Good morning and welcome back, Lindsay.
Thanks so much.
Hey, now, the people's – I don't know where to start here, but any type of like SeaWorld or rodeos or – well, circuses are shut down pretty much now. All of these are places that PETA believes should be shut down. Is that correct?
Well, we encourage people not to support anything that, you know, uses and abuses animals for profit. So, yeah, if it's a circus with animals, certainly we would – encourage people to avoid that place like the plague. But animal-free circuses, thankfully, there are a lot of those, like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
And sadly, there are a bunch still using and abusing animals.
Barnum and Bailey's shutting down.
Yeah, that was a huge victory.
Was that a huge victory for y'all?
It really was. You know, it's a 146-year nightmare for animals. That's finally over. But, you know, there are other circuses that continue that those same types of horrific abuses. And so, you know, PETA, of course, urges everybody to try to help build on that momentum of Ringling shutting down and to never buy a ticket to any circus or amusement park that still uses live animals. And we'll continue to campaign on that issue until there aren't any left.
Rodeos, then. Rodeos are big out here in the West and Northern California and in the Southwest, well, all over the United States. Is that the next target for PETA?
Yeah. PETA and actually every national animal protection organization is opposed to rodeos because of their inherent cruelty. And I know you all had some protests in Redding recently.
Well, there's not a lot of protesters out there. I mean, you know, PETA up here is not as big as in New York. But there were a few out there. You know, people are polite to them.
Yeah, well, that's great. And there were actually, you know, local animal advocates who put those together. And, you know, we try to promote those efforts to our area supporters and help out with materials where we can. But certainly, and, you know, injuries and death to animals in rodeos are really, really common, unfortunately. And, you know, we routinely receive reports of animals who have suffered injuries like deep internal organ bruising, hemorrhaging, bone fractures, ripped tendons.
Are you talking about the cowboys? You're talking about the cowboys? Because they have that also, too.
Well, I'm sure they get their share.
But we have veterinarians. We have the Humane Society all going through here, always checking on the animals. And the ones that have come through here have all said, you know, hey, they give them clean bills of health. None of the animals, you know, appear to be abused, that they're all being very well hydrated and fed. These are valuable animals. But, I mean, it's not like they're being, you know, hit with 2x4s or things like that.
Yeah, well, you know, and we're lucky at least in California they don't allow the use of electric prods once an animal is in the holding chute, and that's something that in a lot of states they'll use to, you know, make an animal who otherwise would not be going nuts and bucking and doing all the things that people pay to see in a rodeo do. And California also has a requirement that there be some kind of a veterinarian on site, and not all states have that, unfortunately. But, well, you know, the bottom line of it is they're just, is this just entertainment for folks? And a lot of animals get hurt and even die in these shows. And there's just, there's no need for it. It's unnecessary suffering.
What about zoos?
That we can prevent.
What about zoos? Like the San Diego Zoo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, PETA also opposes zoos. You know, and there's certainly a little bit of a sliding scale there. There are some who are worse or better than others. You know, I was really heartened to see that in my home state of Michigan, for example, the Detroit Zoo decided to close its elephant exhibit. You know, they admitted that to themselves finally that Michigan, Detroit, Michigan is not an appropriate climate for elephants. And of course, you know, there have been a lot of studies about how animals suffer in captivity and, you know, I always encourage people to try to keep an open eye when they're going through a zoo or something else like that, if they are for whatever reason. And I used to tell people this, too, when I was protesting outside of Ringling. I would say, you know, walk around back to where they're keeping the big cats and tell me what you see. And people would invariably go back and look, and they would see the animals pacing and circling and circling and circling in their cage. And that's a sign of extreme stress. It's not a normal behavior for an animal in the wild, as most people probably know. So yeah, we do oppose keeping animals in captivity in zoos as well. Certainly,
we have a caller, Roberta. Good morning. Do you have a question for Lindsay Dadko?
Yes, I have a question. I was wondering if your guest or the PETA organization, if they support the Supreme Court decision of Roe versus Wade, where a mother can abort her baby for the whole 9 months of pregnancy. I wondered if she supported that decision by the Supreme Court.
Thanks, Roberta.
Bye.
Did you hear that?
Thank you. That's a great question, and people ask that, you know, more often than you would think when I've been out protesting and so on.
Uh-huh.
But PETA doesn't take a stance on that issue either way, just like I imagine most pro-life or pro-choice organizations don't take a stance on animal rights. And we have members and supporters on both sides of that issue.
Okay. I mean, going back to zoos, though, isn't this a opportunity, though, for a lot of times for children that would never have a chance to learn about animals in the wild? To learn something? I mean, I'm looking at a zoo where they treat the animals as well as they possibly can. But isn't this a way for people that would never, they're never going to have a chance to see an animal up close? You know, they could be from the inner city or they could be from anywhere. They're not going to go, they're not going to be able to see, go to Africa and be able to see animals in the wild. What do you say when people say that?
Well, you know, I think that the thing about animals that's really incredible and the most rewarding thing about seeing them is, you know, it's all the things that make them unique and interesting. And that's them engaging in their natural behaviors, you know, running, scavenging, choosing mates, all those exciting things. And that's not something you get to see in a zoo. But if somebody really wants to see an animal up close, you know, I would encourage folks to visit an accredited animal sanctuary where they really do receive the best care possible, because for those sanctuaries, the priority is the well-being of the animal and not, you know, profits from ticket sales or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, they're really cool
documentaries,
of course, too.
Does PETA support those types of sanctuaries?
Yeah, if it's an accredited sanctuary, and in fact, you know, we've rescued a number of animals from horrific, like bears, for example, from horrific roadside zoos, and we've worked with sanctuaries to get them placed because, unfortunately, a lot of those animals, especially if they've been born and raised in captivity, they can't just be released back out into the wild, even if there is a habitat for them to go back to, which, as I'm sure listeners know, you know, with human encroachment, there's less and less wild mm-hmm. habitat available for animals, too. So
really, though, that there's, I mean, the only way most people are going to see a, let's just say an eland or an elephant,
or a giraffe. Is that a zoo? I mean, I just would hate to think that because that they're not in the wilds. They're all domesticated. They've been born in captivity. Why that this is still not an idea that, you know, as long as they're being treated well and they would never live in the wild because they've never had to. Why they couldn't be why PETA is against that?
Well, you know, I think what you mentioned earlier about kids and how will kids encounter these animals and learn about them is important to examine too. And, you know, what message are we sending kids when we take them to a zoo? I mean, I remember going to actually probably the Detroit Zoo, I can't remember as a kid, and feeling sad seeing the animals behind bars there. But, you know, zoos teach kids that it's acceptable to hold wild animals captive, to separate them from their families and their homes, and confine them to small enclosures just so we can have an afternoon, you know, pointing and smiling and ooing and aahing at them. And in a lot of these places, captivity will drive the animals insane. And you can see them biting the bars, mutilating themselves, over-grooming themselves. And, you know, these are zoocosis behaviors that you never hear of from animals in the wild. But they're all very, very common among animals in zoos.
Okay.
And there's elephants in zoos. And they found that elephants in zoos spend about 20% of their time in what they categorize as abnormal actions, so repeated head bobbing or biting cage bars. And they found that bears spend a full third of their time pacing, which is a sign of distress. And I just don't think it's worth putting them through that for an ooh and an ah and a point, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay, we got to take a break here. And it's a little known fact, but did you know right up here in Red Bluff we were getting ready to have an elephant sanctuary?
No, I didn't.
Well, it fell through, but they had like 400 acres. They were going to put elephants up here, which got everybody all excited. You know, how do you keep elephants in? But I mean, just the idea of it being up here, it's, you know, really, they had like a lot of acreage that talked about bringing in elephants. Hey, we got to take a break again. We're here with Lindsay Dacko, and Lindsay is not frothing at the mouth yet. Maybe I haven't asked the right question. I'm not. I'm just kidding, Lindsay. You're talking about why PETA is against zoos, against any event that has animals as entertainment. I've got another question, though, when I come back. This portion of the show, when we come back, let's just take a quick break right now, Bob.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Pie, pie with lettuce and tomato, pie 57 and French fried potato.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Good morning and welcome back, everybody. 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 76 degrees, going up to 96 today. Weather's going to be like this for a couple of days, and Thursday getting cold and rainy. So my guest is Lindsay Adatko from People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. We've been talking for most of this last hour about everything. We have people lined up on the phone, but here's my question. Lindsay, what about service animals?
What about service animals?
Service animals. Like we just had, right before we had you on, we had the Canine Connection for Veterans, where they have service dogs for veterans with PTSD. Or is that allowable?
Yeah, I think, you know, PETA's only concern when it comes to service animals, you know, other than, of course, they're treated well and trained in a humane, positive way, is that, too, you know, we think it's great when entities who are doing that work can utilize, you know, rescued animals. So, you know, many people are probably aware we have a huge overpopulation issue in the country with dogs and cats. We've got about 6 to 8 million dogs and cats going into shelters every year, and only about half of those make it out alive because there just are not enough homes to go around. So rather than breeding dogs specifically to do that work, we hope we encourage those organizations to use rescue dogs, which a number do. And, of course, you know, you want to see the person who is, you know, utilizing the dog services to really view the dog as a member of the family and not to discard them at the shelter when, you know, the dog becomes elderly and perhaps cannot provide that service anymore. You know, you want the people to hopefully consider the dog a member of the family and, you know, continue to take care of them until their final days. And I think a lot of people do that.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning. You have a question for Ms. Adatko?
Yes, I do. I'm just wondering if you have ever worked around animals that are used for work. I know years ago I worked for a gentleman who had bucking horses, and they were the best taken care of animals around. I was responsible for the health and safety of two of them. And, I mean, they were treated better than any other animals out there. And I wonder if you really go out there and watch. Now, if you want to, you know, save all the elephants and take them out of the circuses, do you realize that you're taking away the only chance that 99% of the people in this country would ever have of seeing animals like that? And they're used as working animals, where they come from, in India and Africa. They use them for working animals. And the ones in Africa are being slaughtered right now. So, I mean, you know, for their tusks. Where do you get off on taking these animals, you know, the ability for people to see them, and those, you know, animals that are well taken care of, when they're in the zoos and all that, those are animals that cannot go back to the wild, and why not have an access for people to be able to see them?
Hey, Mike. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. Lindsay, did you hear all that?
Yeah, there's kind of a lot there, and, you know, I agree that, you know, poaching, like the caller mentioned, in Africa is a huge issue. working animals and the kind of suffering they endure in India is a huge problem. And we actually have a PETA India affiliate that does a lot of work to help those animals. For example, there are animals who are, you know, donkeys and other, you know, traditionally viewed as pack animals who are used to haul sugarcane. And it's just, it's heartbreaking to see what they suffer through. And one of the things that PETA India has been working to do is to work with farmers to switch to tractors, which are pretty wonderful for the farmers because they're more reliable and they're less expensive to maintain in the long term. And, of course, it's good for the animals. And we can then retire those animals in many cases to a sanctuary in India there. So that is a really big issue. But, you know, I have to underscore again that, you know, even on those occasions when animals have to be kept in captivity, for example, those who have been born into captivity or can't be rehabilitated, confinement to a zoo is just far from ideal still. And, again, far better are facilities like reputable nonprofit animal sanctuaries, especially those accredited by the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, which, again, they are prioritizing the welfare of the animals, not their own profits. But, you know, I think we also have to question our entitlement. You know, what makes us all entitled to see a wild animal from another continent in person? You know, it's not our right to do. We're never going to be able to see every animal in the world.
Do animals have the same – Lindsay, we only got a couple of minutes left, but do animals have the same rights as people?
No, not the same rights. But, you know, the right to be free from harm.
Okay, but so it's okay if people then use meat as a part of their diet, as long as the animals are not being – you know, raised in bad areas and, you know, free ranging and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that in itself isn't wrong.
Well, there's no humane way to slaughter an animal. And, you know, we all want to live. And so, yeah, taking an animal and even if you raise him in the most idyllic circumstances possible, if you slaughter the animal and take his life, you know, that is interfering with his interest to live, and that is something that PETA would oppose.
Do animals have souls?
You know, that's a question perhaps for your priest or your rabbi. That's not something I could speak to. I think, you know, we all have different beliefs in that area. Who knows?
Okay. You know what? We've run out of time. We've got people on the phone. I'm sorry, Richard, I didn't get to you because you called just at the last minute here. Lindsay Datko, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. I really appreciate you being on today. It's, you know, we read about, you know, I've got the 10 reasons, you know, that PETA is wrong and all. I didn't get into that. But there are things that people need to know that that PETA does provide, and it is just an unswerving belief that animals should be treated with respect, humanely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
How do people find PETA?
People can connect with PETA on online at PETA.org. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and probably a lot of platforms that are too young for me to be aware of.
Okay.
Snapchat, that's one. Okay.
Snapchat. All right. Yep. You don't have to agree with them, but we pride ourselves on bringing people from everywhere and letting them, you know, be able to talk about what they believe in. So thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Okay, tomorrow we have our new city manager. Barry Tippin's going to be on tomorrow, along with the Economic Development Corporation is going to talk to us about Stillwater. Everybody have a great day.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is cordoned off, surrounded by police officers, after a man with a hammer attacked an officer near the landmark. The unidentified assailant was shot and wounded by the officer. Police have launched an intensive security operation, and the Paris prosecutor's office has opened a terrorism investigation. And when it comes to terrorism, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says, enough is enough.
We need to be showing a little less tolerance and a little more ruthlessness.
Meanwhile, relatives of a 21-year-old Australian woman who's missing in the wake of the London Bridge attacks